Back together again, chatting it up with you Monday style, August 10th, 2026, right here. We roared into a new week looking at a plea to cities and towns from Governor Ned Lamont for a pause in installing and powering up any new automated license plate reader systems. We also chatted with ABC News digital health and science reporter Mary Kakatos, as well as columnist and blogger Terry Cowgill. All right, 203-333-9422-333-WICC. So, Governor Ned Lamont, now he wants to be the White Knight. Oh, here comes Ned on his horse. He wants to be the White Knight as to, everybody is upset because of these plate readers, the ALPRs, the automated or automatic license plate readers. And the governor is asking cities and towns to hold off on this. Why should they hold off? Seriously, why should any city or town hold off and have to genuflect at the altar of Hartford? Why? I'm telling you, every time I hear this story, and there's no fault that Chris did it, this is a major story, all of a sudden, the people from on high, they're all going to come in, and they're all going to say, well, you know, we have to wait on this. Well, why? Well, because some people with their, with their thinking, and I can understand this, they're worried about the data being shared. I get it. There's nothing wrong with having a healthy concern here. But I'm telling you what's going to happen here, and I'm begging you to understand me on this. When does Hartford ever get their tentacles in to anything, or their claws in to anything to do with law enforcement here in the state, and not clamp down on it and not try to restrict or limit what could happen here? The governor is urging all Connecticut municipalities to immediately pause the installation of any new safety cameras or ALPRs. The governor sending a letter to the Connecticut Police Officers Standards and Training Council on Friday, asking the group to conduct a review of the increased use of all the automated cameras, blah, 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 blah. So, because the governor and his cronies want everybody to just hold off on the cameras, we should do that? Why? Has there been a federal court ruling yet? I'm just asking you here. Has there been a federal court ruling yet that says the ALPRs here, but done by Flock or anybody else, are they a violation of the Fourth Amendment? There has been no federal court ruling yet that says that. All these dime store lawyers out there, sorry, stop it. Because you know what's going to happen on this. And look, if you get cops here, men and women, who are using this thing and are using it improperly, well then, gosh darn it, they should be fired and dropped down a big hole. How about that? I agree with people on this. I do. But you don't turn everything off or stop the installation here, which is exactly what the criminals want. Do you understand me? That's exactly what the gangbangers, the home invaders, the car thieves, the other thieves, that's exactly what they want. They want you to be scared. Instead of standing tall and saying, no, hey, we're going to keep these things on, but we're going to put additional safeguards in there. And I know the governor is saying, well, let's wait till we get these safeguards in. No, 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 no. We already have a couple of laws that were passed on this regarding police accountability here. Folks, I'm telling you, I know there's a desire to hear to say, they understand us. And no, they don't understand you. This is going to be another way, trust me on this, to hamstring law enforcement. Again, I ask you, why should we trust anybody in this state who's not exactly in the law enforcement field? In a state where a cop and I hate to keep using this example, but you have a state where a cop cannot pull somebody over if he or she has a reasonable suspicion that they're smoking marijuana and they're high while they're driving. The cops can't do that here. So why would we trust anybody in Hartford to not put any more shackles on law enforcement here? It's ridiculous. You know why they want to do this. It's an election year. You've got a couple of months, and the governor can come out, and Bob Duff can come out, and all the Democrats can come out and say, oh, we care about you. Yes, we care about you. In fact, we're going to make it so these cities and towns can't retain the data for more than 10 minutes. Yes, if they can't get a court order or a judge to sign off on a subpoena in 10 minutes, well, they're just going to have to erase everything. The NAACP is going to get involved, the CCLU is going to get involved, and the ACLU is going to get involved. And they're going to say, no, we can't do this. And they're going to blame ICE. Again, you watch it. This is a springboard here to blame ICE. I'm telling you this. Because they're going to narrow the scope of this. They'll say, well, you could have these cameras here, let alone that they have solved crimes in this state. But you know what? Hey, you never know. Even though we say ICE can't do them, we don't know about ICE. Folks, trust me on this. I'm begging you. We see this all the time. This is nothing more than election year posturing. And maybe the governor thinks he's doing good, and God bless him if he does. But governor, the last thing you want to do is give your party that controls the House and controls the Senate in Hartford, the last thing you want to do is give them the imprimatur to interfere with police. Now, again, if you want to put reasonable restrictions on this data, fine. But you have people here losing their collective minds because of the bad actions of a few. I'm sorry. And I've had people come up to me and say, you're in favor of those license plate readers? Yes, I am. Oh, you're not afraid they're going to take your liberty? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't quiver in the corner here. I don't. Oh, my God. Big government's going to get me. No, that's not this kid you hear right here. I ain't going there. Sorry. 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. The collective spaz out I'm hearing on this is unbelievable. And then when you show people the cases that these cameras have worked in to get criminals off the street, well, again, over the weekend, I was dealing with idiots out there. Well, I don't care if they're solving crimes. It's unconstitutional. No, Hank, it's not unconstitutional. So do you agree with Governor Ned Lamont's call for municipalities to pause installations of any new automated license plate readers? What do you like that? If your city or town is about to put these things in, under the auspices of the police department, do you want them to stop? Because the governor, because Ned Lamont and Bob Duff said we have to stop, and Jim Maroney say we have to stop? Really? Really? You have that little of a spine? All right, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So what do you think of Governor Ned Lamont's statement? Actually, we talked about this late last week. I think it was Friday. We were almost done here, but the governor is asking cities and towns here to hold off on installing or activating or flipping the switch on any new flock-type cameras or license plate reader-type cameras. You know why a lot of people don't like these things? Because they work. Because they work. There's a big article in the Atlantic here in the city of San Francisco, which was turning into a literal crap hole there. And then guess what they did? San Francisco city officials and police went out and they bought a whole bunch of flock cameras. And guess what happened? San Francisco city officials and police say they have recorded double-digit drops in key crime categories: auto thefts, property crimes, violent offenses, crediting an expanded surveillance network that includes hundreds of flock safety automated license plate reader cameras and the use of police drones here. Auto thefts down 41% in San Francisco year over year. Property crime decreased by 33%. Violent crime down about 13% to multi-year lows. Because they are using high tech, they are using equipment. And we have been using that equipment in several cities and towns here, but now all of a sudden the governor, and I don't doubt that he may be sincere in this, but please, I don't care whether it's the governor, it's the Democratic majority in the state House, it's the Democratic majority in the state Senate, I frankly don't freaking care. You do not tell cities and towns when you don't have established state law. You don't tell them to stop keeping their municipalities safer. You don't. You just don't do that. Now, if there is established state law held up by, say, the state Supreme Court or the circuit courts or superior courts here in the state, and then cities and towns break it, well, that's another issue. But let me ask you something. If your city or town is getting ready to install or turn on some flock cameras here, and you hear the governor is saying, or anybody, or Bob Duff, or Jim Maroney, or anybody else is saying, hey, don't turn those systems on or don't do that, do you think that's okay? Honestly, do you think that's okay when there's been no... Folks, you have to understand something. There has been no establishment that anything about this is unconstitutional. I'm sorry, a lot of people think they have law degrees because they know how to use the internet. No. There have been numerous court cases that, if anything else, has come down on the side of these cameras. So, listen, I know it's an election year, and, you know, listen, We had our own contributor here, Dan Haar, say on this radio station a couple of weeks ago that Democrats are getting hammered on the campaign trail on this. And guess what? Too bad. Too bad. You explain to people, well, cities and towns can do what they want. That's why we have 169 of them here in the state. I'm sorry, folks. This system solves crimes. It keeps people safer. That's documented. If you don't think it does, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. And if we're going to tighten up on the data, yeah, do that. Absolutely. You're caught playing around with the data, you get fired and you go to jail. But all these legislators right now, oh, they all want to be the Caped Crusader. Oh, I'm going to step in and we're going to save people from being surveilled. Please. Please, dear God, spare me. All right, so I guess we have to still watch the lettuce. We have to still watch avocados, which is tough for me because I love me some guacamole. And now some mixed messages here. The latest food outbreaks in the U.S. Health and Science reporter, ABC News Digital Department, Mary Kakatos joins us. Mary, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, Mary, I'm telling you, honestly, in the last couple, three times I've been to the supermarket, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get that. No, it's got lettuce on it. No, I'm not going to get it. I'll get that. No, there's like avocados in there. Seriously, where do we stand on all this?
It's a good question. So there are two major food outbreaks happening right now. Mm-hmm. One is cyclosporiasis, which is that parasitic illness that I'm sure everyone has seen headlines about because it has that symptom explosive diarrhea.
No.
So that has been linked to shredded iceberg lettuce, that has been linked to some Taco Bell restaurants. Mm-hmm. it was sourced by Taylor. It was distributed by Taylor Farms, sourced from Central Mexico. So Taylor Farms issued a voluntary recall, says it's not getting any, it's not sourcing any lettuce from Central Mexico. Taco Bell said the same thing. It does turn out that Taylor Farms was distributing some of that lettuce elsewhere. So it wasn't just Taco Bell. It was distributing it to some restaurants and other food establishments. But it is worth noting that cyclosporiasis cases have been reported in other states not linked to that 15-state outbreak. So there could be other factors at play, other food distributors. Then we move to a second one, salmonella. That's been linked to specifically jalapenos, also from Taylor Farms, also sourced from Central Mexico. So that outbreak has been associated with about 345 illnesses in 27 states. It was linked to Chipotle and Qdoba. Mm-hmm. Both have since said that they're not getting their jalapenos from Taylor Farms. Taylor Farms also issued a voluntary recall of about 20 products found on your local grocery store shelves. So anything from pico de gallo to salsa to guacamole to even spicy shrimp salad, it can be, these products can be found at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Target, Kroger. So there's a list of about 20, and if you have them in your fridge, if they meet the specifications, if they meet a certain size, which is listed on the FDA website, if they have a best buy date through up and through August 16th, throw them out.
Yeah, Mary Kakatos, health and science reporter, ABC News Digital. Mary, that's probably the way to go on this. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Take care.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Mary Kakatos, ABC News Digital health and science reporter. Yeah. All right. Right around this time, we love to kick off the new week with a guy I know you have come to respect and love. He is a local guy doing stuff at the Connecticut News Junkie, ctnewsjunkie.com, and also on substack.com, Red Meat for Mushy Moderates. He's put a piece up on Threads also this week. We usually cover one local thing with him, one national thing. Terry Cowgill joins us. Mr. Cowgill, how are you, sir?
Well, it's a mixed bag at the moment. I'm feeling great for a lot of reasons, but one thing is really bothering me, and that is that I think I'm going to have a complete meltdown if I hear the phrase explosive diarrhea one more time. Imagine, I never would have thought in all of, you know, that'll be the legacy of the cyclospora outbreak is that particular phrase. It's now common to hear it just about all over the place.
I mean, so, you and I both know that, and you know, it happens being humans. What we eat, diarrhea is bad enough, Terry, but explosive, that to me is a whole new level.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it sound like it, you know, really has a sound, like maybe you need to duck down and take cover.
duck and cover, right? This ain't the Soviet Union. Oh, man, let's start with your national piece here. In fact, I played a couple of sound bites from his appearance Sunday with Kristen Welker on NBC on Meet the Press, which got a little contentions. Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, the guy looks like he's got the total package of how he presents himself. Very well-spoken health official in Michigan, beat a sitting member of Congress. Terry, what did you write your piece about here? And is this a bellwether, you think, for the future of the Democratic Party or not?
I think it could be a problem for the Democrats, similar to what the Tea Party was for the Republicans 15 years ago. It's not entirely unlikely, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Now you were referring to Al-Sayed's appearance on Meet the Press.
Yeah, with Kristen Welker.
I saw him on State of the Union on CNN with Jake Tapper.
Okay.
And Jake Tapper put up this. He showed this meme that Donald Trump posted on True Social.
Yeah.
It said, two different Americas. It had a picture of him and of Trump and Melania dressed in, you know, like a tuxedo and an evening gown. And then it had Al-Sayed and his wife, who was clad in a Muslim garb, And they were sitting at a diner, and he said, two very different Americas. And it had Al-Sayed's entire name spelled out.
Yeah.
All three. It was really long, just like Barack Hussein Obama.
Obama, yep.
And I just thought, this is disgusting. So I posted something on that. And I said, I was trying to compliment him.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought he hit the answer right out of the park. It was beautiful the way he did it. But and so I posted that and said that.
Yeah.
I also said, you know, I got to respect this guy. He's a bit too left for me.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of his proposals are more aspirational than anything else.
Yeah.
And so in all of the comments and the likes, and by the way, I got 4,100 likes. About 373 reposts.
Okay.
I almost never get that kind of reaction. So it was amazing. But people seized on this thing. He's a bit too left for me. And all these people got derailed by them. So, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah. And so I thought, and so I looked at his policies.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has all of these, it sounds nice. You know, ban corporate money in politics.
Sure.
But in order to do that, you would have to repeal,
yeah.
somehow get the Citizens United decision overturned.
Never happened.
And how are you going to get a Supreme Court decision overturned?
Nope.
I don't think you are.
Nope.
So I don't know how he plans to do that. He wants to end gerrymandering. Well, nobody likes gerrymandering. But again,
yeah.
you know, you're going to need if Republicans control Congress, or if they have a filibuster capability in the mm-hmm. Senate, that's going nowhere. And that's one of the other things. He wants to abolish the filibuster.
Oh.
You know, you know, it's great to abolish the filibuster when you have the majority.
Exactly.
But when the Republicans, and if they, imagine all the stuff they could pass that he would hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's against voter ID, which I'm for. I think that's too left for me. He wants to abolish ICE. I wouldn't be opposed to that in principle, but what's he going to replace it with?
Exactly.
He doesn't say on his website. I did a ChatGPT count of this.
Yeah.
The words corporate and corporations are mentioned on his website dozens of times.
Sure.
It went on and on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he gets into AI he wants income protection programs, wage insurance, universal basic income.
But Terry, I will bet you people saying, oh, so many disaffected Democrats are going to go to Mike Rogers. I think he's going to win, Terry. I really do. I can't see Michigan sending another Republican to Washington. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. You know, he might. I don't have a good sense for what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
Because you know, the woman that he ran against, who I believe was a congresswoman.
Yeah.
A more moderate Democrat. She has endorsed him, and you know, she went up and hugged him, and they, you know, held the hands up high, and so she gave him a full throated endorsement. That's bound to help. You know, governor,
mm-hmm.
Is, Gretchen Whitmer was a Democrat. She's going out and has pretty high favorability ratings. So,
yeah.
And, you know, there is a very large Muslim population.
Oh, Dearborn and all that. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Especially Dearborn. So, you know, he could win. I certainly wouldn't put it past him.
No, I think he is going to win, Terry. And our local thing, we got about 2.5-3 minutes left here. Terry, it seems to me that it is now chic for everybody to be against these flock-style license plate reader cameras, you know, the gubernatorial candidates. Governor Lamont saying, well, we're going to, he's asking the cities and towns to hold off on this stuff. We're going to pass more stuff. Terry, the last thing I want to see happen in Hartford this is just me, Terry. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I don't want this to become a political issue. I think cities and towns handle this best. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think individual towns should be able to do this if they want to. You know, this is an election year, and certainly Lamont and Bob Dawson James Maroney, you know, they don't want this to cost them seats in the General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Lamont doesn't want to make his primary with Josh Elliott close because that will steal a lot of his thunder going into the general election against Ryan Fazio. So a lot of this is political. But I will say that, you know, if you're on a public street, you really don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy at all. And that's just the way it is. I have a camera out my front window that catches cars that come by. And I don't know, maybe the police will come to me someday and say there was a crime in your neighborhood. Will you turn over the video? So, I don't have a problem with these things decided on a town by town basis. But this is all of these red flags that are coming at now in this pause. It's all political.
Yeah, Terry. And again, I don't know whether you heard, but part of the genesis for this, from what I understand, our good friend Dan Haar, who's on every Wednesday here, Dan told me right on the program last week, the only reason it's coming up right now is as the Democrats go door knocking, they're getting hammered by this from people. So there you go, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's a public outcry. And if there's one thing politicians are great at,
yeah.
If it's not accomplishing anything, they're really great at putting their pulse, their finger on the pulse, and determining what the public mood is like at any given moment.
Yeah.
And they've discovered right now that the public mood is very much against these things, so they want to put a halt on it until they can figure out what to do with this monster they've created.
Check them out at the Connecticut News Junkie, ctnewsjunkie.com, substack.com, and now on Threads as well. He's everywhere, Terry Cowgill. Terry, thanks, man. Have a great week, and we'll chat next Monday. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Paul.
All right, thanks, Terry Cowgill. Read his stuff at the Connecticut News Junkie at Threads, and also with the blog Red Meat for Mushy Moderates on Substack.